pass your books to the aisles?
Hello, everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm going to give a quick introduction. My name is Joshua Epps. Some of you might know my dad, Charlie. He usually sits in the corner with a huge sombrero because he does not like sitting on the wooden seats at all. My name is Joshua Epps. I grew up in a loving Christian home with four siblings, and kind of crazy how that all works out. But I'm two parents who honestly did nothing but try and reach me with the gospel as a little kid up to the point of my salvation, but we'll get to that eventually. But I can only recognize now how much they tried to reach me with the gospel, which that's one of the regrets I kind of have. I wish I had known it in the moment. But to be honest, as a young kid, I did not care. As nice as a kid that I would have seemed, I did not care what they had to say about the gospel or God. As far as I could care, I could throw it in the garbage for all I really cared. And I know you're like, oh, you're a little kid. Like little kids don't always care. They have other things to focus on. But I had other things I thought were more important. And it sounds silly, but I thought food was way more important. Like, that was my priority when I went to church. I was like, where's the food? And so my parents kind of had to make me like, oh, you need to sing, like sing now. Like, of course, as a little kid, I'm not going to argue with my parents. I'm like, okay, mom, dad, I don't want to argue with you. I'll do it. And I don't want to participate. And they're like, you need to participate. I'm like, okay, I'll participate. I don't want to get in trouble when we get home. Cause I don't know about y'all, but I got whooped as a kid. So I didn't want that. And around fifth grade, I would say, the church we were going at, we had decided to leave it. And as a little kid, I'm like, wait, why are we leaving this church? Like, I've been here all my life. And I got over it eventually. You know, you're only in fifth grade, so you kind of move on pretty quickly from thinking about that because my brain went back to food. And we ended up going to this church called Hillview Bible Chapel. I've been there to this day. And, you know, growing up, like going into junior high and high school, I started to understand more. I just started to understand the messages more. I even started to listen to testimonies, which were my personal favorite, because I love hearing about other people's like stories. And I didn't care necessarily about their salvation. I just cared about the journey. I just thought it was really cool. And of course, I like them both, of course, but at that time, that's all I really cared about at the time. And at our church, we have this thing called Celebration Sunday, and it's where we celebrate people getting baptized who have accepted the Lord into their hearts. And we'll celebrate it with a baptism, and we'll have good fellowship afterwards and food. And so, you know, I'm more focused on, okay, I like testimony, now let's get to the food. But after the baptism, they had this preacher preach a message, and he was talking about how as the days go by, Christians have this hope of the time when the Lord's going to come back and how great a day that'll be. And then he kind of paused for a second, and I like this preacher, so I was actually kind of paying attention. And he said, how's that going for you non-Christians? Where's your hope? And it's like a stab in the heart. Cause I was like, oh, what was that? I didn't feel good at all. And it seemed like all of a sudden my eyes were open to like just this disgusting nature that I had been living up to this point. And the free gift that my parents had taught me growing up like this entire time for years. For at that point, 17 years at that point. I'm like, how am I missing this? And so I realized I was disrespecting God and the free gift they give, and I was also disrespecting my parents. And that at that point, I thought I was a decent kid. I was like, man, I'm a horrible person. I stink. And after that whole thing was, that whole message was preached, I honestly kind of just stared at the ground. I don't even remember if I ate anything that night. I honestly don't care if I did. But later on, we're driving home with my dad. I was like, Dad, I need to talk to you. I don't feel good. He's like, you're talking about like, sick? I'm like, no, this is different. This is a different type of sickness that needs to be healed. I'm not sure if I said this, but in my mind, it's a different type of sickness that needs to be healed. And that night, just talked with my dad, I accepted the Lord into my heart that day. But as I was accepting him, I was like, man, I really don't deserve this gift. Like, I had just disrespected him, basically outrightly my entire life up to that point. There's no reason I should deserve any free gift. And I'll tell you about the blessings that came after. Even all the blessings that came after. Like, I got a career decently set out. I moved out recently. I've been into my college ministry recently, been able to lead worship there. I've been able to even help do a Bible, lead a Bible study there. Like, I'm like, Lord, I don't deserve any of this. I literally disrespected you. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, sometimes I question it today. Obviously, I know the answer. It's kind of rhetorical. But then I kind of get led to this verse in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. I'm like, good, because I'd be going to hell if that were the case. It's God's gift, not from works. Not from works, so that no one can boast. I was like, even when I read that, it's so amazing to think of that gift. Like, it's hard to process sometimes. And I'll just say this for all the people out there who maybe aren't saved. I grew up in a Christian family. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean squat. You could still go out there in high school and then go to college and then live a sinful life as you want. Because that's the direction I was heading. So if any of you are non-believers and didn't grow up in a Christian home, don't think, growing up in a Christian home, you guys are all perfect. We are far from it. So if any of you tonight are thinking about making that decision to follow the Lord, do it. Don't miss this free gift that I almost missed and that people around the world are missing. And if you really want to accept the Lord, you don't have to. You can pray if you want, and you can go to leaders like Steve Price. You can go to me. You can go to my dad Charlie Epps. You can go to DeGroff. You can go to all these leaders that you can see here, but it really starts here. You can just accept him where you are right now. I said to a camper once, you could do it in the bathroom if you wanted to. It really doesn't matter. But don't miss this free gift that's been given to you right there. That's my testimony.